Hi there. The word for you today is, He's a God of Restoration. In Joel 2 verse 25 we read, I will restore to you. Whatever life is taken from you, my friend, please hear this, God can restore it. He may not give you exactly what you want, but He will give you what's best. And even if you fall under His corrective hand because of your disobedience, the moment you repent, He will absolutely reinstate you to a place of blessing. You say, but what about the time I've wasted, the opportunities I've squandered, and the mess I've made of my life? Sometimes I wonder if I've fallen so low that even God cannot reach me. Oh, no, no, no. There's hope for you. Listen to this verse. Isaiah 59 verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor His ear heavy that it cannot hear. Isn't that great? After wasting all that he'd inherited from his father, the prodigal son returned home, broke and embarrassed. All he wanted was 3 square meals a day and a job in the servants' quarters. But the moment he said to his father, forgive me, his father called for the best robe, the fatted cow, the newest shoes, and a ring of sonship, restoring him fully to his rightful place as a member of the family. You know, even under the crushing weight of the Old Testament law, a law that really nobody could keep, here's what God said, Exodus 22 verse 1, if a man steals an ox or a sheep, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. Now, if God would do that for those who lived under the law, and you might say on the wrong side of the cross, how much more will He restore? How much more will He do for those He has redeemed? So you can go to Him today with confidence, knowing that He is a God of restoration.